Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yivam Mustafa Ayin Gimel. We left off on daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. We fell a little bit behind. We are at Amar Rava Yev Sivna Kameh Rav Yosef V'Kasha Li. Last word on the line is Hava, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. And again, a mazel tov to Beryl Landerer on his bar mitzvah this morning. The Boba Yom was a couple of days ago, but they're celebrating this morning, Be'ezer Hashem. And also sponsored by my brother-in-law, Adam, in honor of his Rebbe's birthday. So we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to talk about, we're going to finish up our conversation from yesterday about an Arel doing Hazza'ah of the Mechatas, of the Parah Aduma, and then we're going to talk about whether an Arel is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, and we're going to see if there's some sort of limud to disqualify an Arel from Meiser Sheni. Then we're going to talk about whether an Onain does Bikurim, and then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas then the Gemara is going to discuss Meiser Sheni and Truma being eaten Betumas Atzman, meaning if the Meiser Sheni itself is Tameh, or the Truma itself is Tameh, so what is the halacha about eating it betumah? Not betumas hagavra, but betumas haochel, that the food itself is tameh. Then the Gemara is going to talk about burning truma and meiser sheni that had become tameh. So a lot about meiser sheni and truma on Amud Beis and Arel on Amud Aleph. So let's begin. Again, we are at Amar Rava. So the last thing we had said was when we were trying to figure out the din of an Arel bahaza'ah, that of an Arel performing the Hazaas mechatas. So the raya that Rav Yosef brought was from the fact that Rabbi Akiva seems to say that an Arel has a din of a tameh l'kol davar. So according to Rabbi Akiva, an Arel should not be allowed to touch truma, and if he's not allowed to touch truma, he's also likely going to be pasul b'mechatas. So the brisa that says that an Arel is pasul from being mekadish the mechatas must be following this shita of Rabbi Akiva, that an Arel is considered a tameh person. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'yasiv nekamed Rav Yosef, v'kashali. I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, and I was bothered by what he suggested, that according to Rabbi Akiva, an Arel has a din of a tameh person as far as touching truma, that an Arel is considered like someone who contracted tuma, and therefore is not allowed to touch truma. If that were true, lo l'shtami tana v'lisni ha'arel v'atameh, it can't be that there's no tana anywhere that says that an Arel and a Tameh are equal as far as touching Truma, Valema Rabbi Akivihi, where we would then be able to say that this is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And if we don't have any Tana that says this way, where we then attribute it to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, then it's an indication that there is no such Shita, that even Rabbi Akiva holds an Arel is not really Tameh in the conventional sense, that he's Metameh other things that he touches. No, he's Tameh in the sense that he's not allowed to eat Truma, so we call him Tameh. Briskarav explains that the Shita of Rava within Rabbi Akiva is that he holds that even though an Arel has a status of Tuma legabe certain things, it's not mamish Tuma, it's a psul Tuma. Tuma is, the ritual impurity that follows the normal rules of Rishon and Sheni and all of the dinim of Tuma. An Arel is not that. He doesn't have actual Tuma. He didn't touch something that was Tameh. He didn't come in contact with something that was Tameh. There's nothing that was mitameh him. It's just that he has a lot of the psulim that a Tameh person would have. But that would not mean that he would ruin Truma that he touches. So when it says in the Brisa that an Arel is pasul behazas mechatas, it's not because he's Tameh. It's because the dine para are very chamur, and therefore we don't allow an Arel to do it. So it's not totally at all in the Machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar how we learn that an Arel is asur betruma, whether it's from Gzer Shavur or whether it's from Ish l'rabos ha'arel kitameh. So says Gemara, v'lo, do you really not find any Tana that equates an Arel with a Tameh person? V'ha katani ha'arel v'hatameh peturim min ari'iyah, that an Arel and a Tameh person are both pater min ari'iyah. Ri'iya. So the Gemara understands that the reason Aral is Potter min Ri'iya is because he's Tamei Legabei all of Hilchos Tumah, and he's Metamei things that he touches, meaning it should be taken literally. Ri'iya means the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel to the Beis HaMikdash, and Pesach Shavuos and Sukkah, Shalosh Pam B'Shana Yeira'el calls the Churcha Aplei Adon Hashem. So we call that the mitzvah of Ri'iya. If everyone could just mute themselves, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. So the Gemara answers, Hasa Mishum Tema'is. Over there, the Ptor of an Aral from Ri'iya is not because he has a din of a Tameh, it's because an Aral is considered to be Ma'us, to appear in the Azara. But it's not about the Tumah. Now, the Gemara quoted a Braisa previously, where we had a Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether an androgynous could be Mekadesh Mechatos, whether if he does so, whether the Kiddush of the Mechatos is kosher. So the Gemara explains the Machlokas. Va'azdu l'ta'amayhu, the Shitos of the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are l'shitasam in a different Braisa. Ditanya hakol ksherim l'kadesh, all tahorim, even a woman, is kosher to be to mix the efer apara together with the mechatas in the kli cheretz, chutz mecheres shayt v'katan. But the cheres shayt v'katan are not allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is kosher, but a posel b'isha. But he disqualifies an isha by androgynous. And he disqualifies an androgynous because an androgynous is a suffix isha. So he holds age is not a disqualifier. Gender is a disqualifier. So that's the machlokas tanakama, the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Chum hold that age could be a disqualifier. Katan would be posel, but not gender. There's no problem with an isha or an androgynous. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold that gender would be a disqualifier, so Isher and androgynous would not be allowed to, but age would not be a disqualifier. Why would Katan be more likely to be kosher to do to be ma'ariv the efer para more so than an isha? So Tosus explains in Dibra Maskel Hanach, because a katan is one day going to be an ish, but a cherishota are never going to be an ish, and neither will an isha ever be an ish. So my time at the Rabbanan, why is it that the Rabbanan pasul a katan and their machshir an isha? Tichsiv v'lach latamei me'afar shreifas hachatas. So Hanach the pasli basifa. The implication is that those people that are not allowed to gather the efer apara like a cherishot of a katan, because by the asifa sefer apara, it's in the pasuk is beferish. Pasuk says va'asaf ish tohar a sefer apara v'niach b'chutz machlam b'chum tar. So it says ish, and that's memait cherishot of a katan who are not allowed to do the asifa apara, and therefore psulim b'kiddush. They're also therefore not allowed to be mekadesh the mechatos. But hanach the ksherim b'asifa, those who are allowed to do the asifa sefer apara, and isha is kosher to do the asifa Efer Apara, because we're going to see from the drasha, because the word tahar is extra to include a woman, so ksherim b'kiddush are also kosher to do the kiddush of the mechatas. So we learn the din of kiddush from the asifa sefer apara, that because right after the Torah says the avodas asifa, it tells us about it talks about doing the kiddush of the mechatas. So v'lakhu is dafka those who are kosher la asifa, who can do the kiddush, those who did the asifa. So asking of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a katan can do the kiddush, how does he know that there's a chilik between the asifa and the kiddush? Meaning he apparently holds, you're right, a katan is not allowed to do the asifas efer para, but he is allowed to do the kiddush of the mechatas. Why would you distinguish the one pasuk right after the other? So amalach, Rabbi Yehuda would say, im kain, if it's true that kiddush has the same din as asifa, neimakra v'lakach, the pasuk should have said v'lakach. Why does it say v'lachu b'lashon rabim? To tell me that even those who previously have been pasul, those who are pasul to do the asifa, like a katan, because it says ish, so katan is excluded from the asifa, is kosher to do the kiddush of the mechatos. Well, ihachi, if everyone who's pasul by the asifa is kosher to do the kiddush, ishanami, the isha should also be allowed to be mekadesh the mechatos. Why does Rabbi Yehuda pasul nashim from being mekadesh, meaning from saying v'lakhu, oh, it's plural, so it's more inclusive. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't more inclusive. He just included different things, different people. He included a katan, but he excluded an isha. So that's not being more inclusive. So if you're going to just say v'lakhu is including everybody, so then it should have included an isha as well. No, because v'nasan v'lo v'nasna. We have a drasha that the pasuk says v'nasan in the masculine, and not, and therefore we darshan not v'nasna, that the woman does not do the nesina, the kiddush of the efer para. So the Rishonim point out, is that really a drasha to say that it says it in the masculine form, and therefore that automatically excludes an isha? The whole Torah is written in the masculine form, and most of the dinim of the Torah apply equally to an isha. So it's not really a valid drasha to say, oh, it says in the, when the Torah goes out of its way to say ish, you know, where Dafka calls someone an ish, so then, yeah, very likely it means ish and not an isha. But just being in the masculine form is not enough. So that's what Tosos and the Tos Yishanim and the Ritva and Yuma as well point out, that the whole Torah is blush and zachar. It's from the extra word. It's from that we're deriving over here. That it's not because of the masculine form. It's because the word vinasan is extra to teach me that an ish is no sin. Tosos in Maseches Yuma and Daf Mem Gimel says that the limud is from the fact that it's Mishana the Lashon, that in the beginning by the Avodah Sasifa it says Belakhu Beloshon Rabin, by the Avodah Hakidush it says Beloshon Yachid Venasan. So you see that only an Ish is no sin, that there's Velo Venasna means that there was someone who was allowed to do Yasifa but is not allowed to do the Kiddush. The Aruch Lener explains that that's what Tosos means over here as well, that Venasan is not really extra, it means that that Vinasan is out of place, because it had said v'lakhu, so now it says Vinasan. It changes it changes from plural to singular. It must be that it's trying to be more limiting. So whatever the drasha is, that's how I know that a katan is included according to Rabbi Yehuda, but an isha is excluded from the production of the mechatas. So asking more of Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon who hold that only those who are kosher la'asifa are kosher for kiddush, and therefore a katan cannot do the kiddush of the mechatas. So why does it say v'lakhu b'lakhu Rabim and not v'lakach b'loshon yachid? So says Gemara, iksiv v'lakach. If it would have said v'lakach b'loshon yachid, like it says by the avodas hakiddush, so v'nasan, hava amina shakul chad v'yayav chad. If both would have been in singular, v'lakach and v'nasan, I would have thought that v'lakach v'nasan means that the same person who does the asifa has to be the same person that follows through and does the kiddush. That it needs to be the same guy. So kasher rachman. That's why it tells me v'lakhu, to tell me that it could be done by different people. You can have one person do the yasifa and another person do the kiddush. Because rachmana v'lakhu v'nasnu, and if it would have been in plural the whole time, have a mina de shakli tre v'yavi tre. I would think that it's got to be the same two people. That those same two people who are lakhu also have to be nasnu, to do the kiddush of the mechatas. So kas rachmana v'lakhu v'nasnu. That's why it says v'lochu v'nasan, that even if two people did the asifa, you can have one person that does the kiddush, and that's perfectly fine. They don't need to be the same people. So now the Gemara brings a makor for the halacha that a tful yom is allowed to be maze mechatas. So says Gemara, v'hiza hatahar ala tamei. The word hatahar is extra, because even if it doesn't say that the maze, the one doing the sprinkling, has to be tar, we would figure that out, because the pasuk refers to the mechata, to the mayim that he's sprinkling as mechatas. So, and we know chatas has to be done b'tahara. So by virtue of the fact that the Torah labels it mechatas, isn't it obvious that the person doing the sprinkling must be tahar? Why does it have to say the word tahar? V'hiza hatahar. So tar mechal shu tamei. Tahar implies that he's tahar for this, but he's tamei for other things. Meaning he's not perfectly tahar. It's ironic, right, that the word tahar is indicating that he's not really tahar. That he's a hatar. As far as hazah, he's tahar enough for hazah, but he's not really tahar. Limid al tful yom shekasher bipara. That's how I know a tful yom is allowed to sprinkle the efer para, the mechatos, because a tful yom is tahar for meiser. A tful yom is tahar for truma, for things like that. So since he's not tar for kachim, but since he's tar enough for certain things, so we allow him to do the azaz mechatas. He's tummy for truma. He's not tummy for truma. He's not allowed to eat truma until he has Arif Shemesh. But he's tar for maizus. So since he's tar for certain things, we allow him to sprinkle the mechatas. Tosus raises the question, what was the havamina? Why would I think a tefil yom is not allowed to do the hazah, that I need a limud to say that he's kosher to do the hazah? Well, it's because the Torah calls this mayim chatas. Hazah is not an avoda. You can't tell me that there's a havamina that all the limitations you have by a carbon chatas are going to apply to the mechatas, because it's also called the chatas. The actual carbon chatas is an avoda, can only be done by a kohen. The halacha is hazah could even be done by a zar. So it's not an avoda. So how can you say that the tefil yom would be possible by a zar? So Tosfos suggests that there's a makom to think that a tefil yom would be possible because the Torah is makbid that even the hanacha sefer apara should be b'makom tahar. Pasuk says v'asafish Torah sefer apara v'niach mechutz l'machane b'makom tahar. So I would think that it's very tamei sensitive because the Torah is even makbid that it be b'makom tahar. So that's the hava amina according to Tosfos. But in the end of the day, the Gemara has this drasha that its volume is allowed to do the azah. So now the Gemara says, what about an Arel? Arel mahu b'maiser. We already discussed an Arel in Hazaa in the Mechatas. What about an Arel eating maiser sheni? What's the suffix? Just like we said that we know that an Arel is not allowed to eat maiser sheni, and we therefore learned that hu adin by carbon pesach, an Arel is not allowed to eat carbon pesach. So yalav nami maiser mi pesach l'ninarelus. Maybe it should be a two-way street. That just like we learned who's possible to eat carbon pesach from who's possible maiser sheni, maybe we should learn who's possible the Meister Sheni from whose Pasul and Karban Pesach. So just like an Onain is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, and I know that from Meister Sheni, maybe I should say an Orel is not allowed to eat Meister Sheni, and I learned that from Pesach. Odilma, Cham Mikal Yalef, Kal Michomer, Lo Yalef. Or maybe no, I could derive Karban Pesach, which is more Chamor, from that which is more Kal. Why is it that an Onain is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach? Because there's a Pasuk Beferish by Meister, and therefore we derive a Kal V'chomer, that if even Meister Sheini and Onain is not allowed to eat, for sure, Karban Pesach, which is much more sensitive, an Onain is not allowed to eat. But just because someone is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, you can't derive the kal from the chamor. It doesn't work that way. A limud of a kal v'chomer doesn't work that way. So Tosfos says, in fact, what kind of shaila is this? That's the way every kal v'chomer works. Kal v'chomer is by definition one. It goes in one direction. Of course, it's not a two-way street. Tosfos says in Tomer, Maikam mibayle pshita deichinel of kal mi'chomer. Where do you ever find that you learn a kal from a chomer? Yeshlomer demisavkalu hadiel of pesach meiser ibigzer shava dem. No, the shaila is that din that we learn that an onen is not allowed to eat karm pesach when we derive it from meiser sheni. Is that a kal v'chomer or is it a gzer shava? So if it's a gzer shava, it should be a two-way street. If it's a kal v'chomer, then it should be a one-way street. Inami misafkli gzer shava mufna ein mufna. Or Tosfos says maybe we know that it's a gzer shava, that there was no kal v'chomer over here. It happens to be karm Pesach is a more chomer dekadin than Meiser Sheni, but it wasn't through the mechanism of a kal v'chomer, it was through a gzer shava. And the question whether it's a two-way street or not is a question whether we assume that it's mufna or not. Only if it's mufna is it all open to darshan whatever you want. But if it's not mufna, then you can't maybe darshan in both directions. So that's the shaila. So Amar Lusar, Rav Shesha said to the Amoraim that presented the safek, Tanisua, we have a Mishnah, Hatshuma v'bikurim, Chayavna lehen Misa, Atame who eats Chuma and Bikurim b'meizid, is Chayiv Misa b'dei Shamayim, v'chomesh, and if a non-Kohen eats a b'shogeg, in addition to having to pay the Kohen back for the peros, keneged the peros that he ate, he also has to pay another chomesh, meaning he has to add 25% to the value of the peros that he ate, and give that as well, because the Pasuk says, v'ish kiyochal kodesh b'shkaga, v'yosav chamishiso, love. Meiser Sheni, we're not most of Chomesh, and there's no Chiv Chomesh when you're the only Chiv Chomesh that you have by Meiser Sheni is when you're poda your Meiser Sheni, when you exchange it for money. This Chomesh, again, as I said, is 25%. It's a Chomesh Milavar, which is 25%. So if he ate four, he'd have to pay $4 worth, he'd have to pay back $5 worth. So again, if a Tamei person ate Truma and Bikurim, b'meizid yischayv misa b'dei shamayim, And in addition to that, there's a chiyuv of chomesh if a zar eats it b'shogeg. V'asurim l'zarim v'hein nechse kohen. And it's also for a zar to eat, and it's also for a and they belong to the kohen once the kohen was mekabel the peros. So they belong to him as far as property rights, as far as that it's considered his mamon, and therefore he could be mekadish and isha with it. He could buy avadim and karkaos and beim tamei with it. He doesn't have to use these peros only for achilu shtia. They're his. They're his. Do what he wants with it. Va'olin bechel mea. And if the peros of truma or bikurim get mixed in with chulin peros, it becomes batal in a 100-to-1 ratio. And but you require a 100-to-1 ratio. Normally things are batal barov, and the truth is truma on the daraisa level is also batal barov. But midrabanan they required instead of just a rov a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma in order to be mevatel it. And when it comes to being mevatel truma, it's unlike normal bittel. Meaning, if let's say a little bit of milk falls into your chicken soup, so it's and there's shishim, so the whole thing is batel. You can eat the whole chicken soup. When it comes to truma, if let's say one saw of truma falls into 100 se'in of chulin, yes, it's batel. So the whole mixture is now chulin, but you have to take out one sa'a and give that to the kohen. Because there are two dinim over here. There's the kedusha of truma, that's batel. But then there's the fact that it belongs to a kohen. And therefore, by allowing it to be batel and just keeping it all for yourself, you've stolen a sa'a from the kohen. So the kohen needs to be reimbursed. So you give it. You have to give it to the kohen. The mishnayos and trumas discuss. And that sa'a that you take out, is it truma? Or do we say, I mean, does it have kedusha truma? Or do they say, no, truma was batel. This is just a dinimaminous issue. Right? Nafkamina, if that falls into other chulin, and what the kohen is allowed to do with it, is the kohen allowed to eat it betumah? Right? Do we say, so it's a machlokas tanoim in the mishnayos and truma, whether we assume that the sa'a shenafla is the sa'a that, that you took out, that the same sa'a of truma that fell in, we're working with the assumption, is the same sa'a of truma that you fell out, as unlikely as that might be. But anyway, so tunur chitzis yadayim, and you have to wash your hands before you touch it, because the chamor goes there, that stam yadayim have a din of a sheni l'tumah. So otherwise, so if you don't do netilas yadayim, your yadayim will be metame the truma, because truma can become a shlishi l'tumah, the harav shemesh, and if you eat it, you need harav shemesh, meaning if someone became tame and he went to the mikvah, he's not allowed to eat or touch truma or bikurim until the evening after his tevila. Hare elu b'truma bikurim, mashem ken b'maiser. All of these halachos apply to truma, they apply to bikurim, they do not apply to maiser. So says Mar v'im Isa, if there was a din that an aril is allowed to eat maiser sheni, because the kal michamer lo yalfinon, and then an aril is tak allowed to eat maiser sheni, so nisni aril asu ben mashem ken b'maiser. So shouldn't that have been one of the differences between truma and bikurim on the one hand, and Maiser Sheni on the other hand, that an Aril is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, but he is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't include that on the list, isn't that a raya that an Aril is also to eat Maiser Sheni as well? And that's why the Mishnah didn't say that an Aril is also to eat Truma and Bikurim, Mashem came to Maiser, because apparently he is allowed to eat, he's not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni either. Not only is he not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, he's also not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So the Gemara says it's not really a raya. It could be that an Aril is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. No raya from the fact that the Mishnah never said that an Oril is Eino Ochel Behem Hashem Kin B'Maiser, that an Oril doesn't eat Truma Bikurim, but he does eat Maiser, because Tana V'Shi'er, the Mishnah doesn't pretend to give an exhaustive list of everything or every single category of person that is not allowed to eat Truma, but is yes allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. It leaves a number of halachos off of the list. So an Oril is just one of the halachos that it leaves off of the list. So says Gemara, yeah, Maiser D'Haisher. So what other halacha did it leave off the list that you have the right to say that an aral was just one of many halachas that were left off the list? So shir dekatani seifa, it leaves off what it says in the seifa of that same mishnah, that yesh meiser bikurim hashem kin b'truma, that there are things that apply to meiser sheni and bikurim that don't apply to truma. Shab meiser bikurim tu'un avas makom, both meiser sheni and bikurim need to be brought to Yerushalayim in order to eat them. They say, as the pasuk says, ve'vesim shamal l'seichem zevchechem ve'es masro seichem ve'es trumas yelchem. So both Maiser Sheni and Truma, Beferish and the Pasuk, is Vehivesam Shama, that you have to bring them to Yerushalayim. Utun and Vidoy, both Truma Meisah Sheni and Truma require some sort of vidui. What sort of vidui? After you mevar the Meisah and the Bikurim, you're misvada. By Meisah the pasuk says Vamartav Pnei Hashem Lekecha Biarti Hakodesh Min Habayis. By Bikurim it says Vanisa Vamartav Pnei Hashem Lekecha Arami Ovid Avi. And Truma also requires vidui. The Mishnah Darshins the Gam Nesativ. That's referring to Truma and Truma's Meisah. So the vidui of Truma is really Agav the vidui of Meisah. It's part of the vidui maestros, that since you're misvada on the maestro, you're misvada on everything. Truma independently doesn't require vidui. There's no special vidui for truma, but it's part of the vidui maestros. So when it comes to truma and maestro when it comes to maestro and bikurim, the maestro and bikurim require a direct vidui, whereas truma doesn't get its own vidui and va'asula onein, and it's also for an onein to eat them. By maestro it says lo chalti ba'oni mimenu. By bikurim we make a hekesh between bikurim and maestro. So that doesn't apply to truma. There's no din of an onein not eating truma. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon says that an onein is allowed to eat bikurim v'chayavin bebiur, and they're chayavin biur. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says bikurim are potter from biur. So v'ilu also levar men betuma. But the idea that you're not allowed to get hana'a from the hadlakas haner of perus of meiser sheni or of perus of bikurim, even though they've already become tameh, and you're not going to be able to eat them anyway. So va'achlu betumas atzma loka and va'ochlam betumas atzman loka, and if you eat them when they are tameh, even if you are tahar, then you get malchus mashein kid betruma, where those halachos apply to bikurim and to maaser sheni, but do not apply to truma, where there's no isra to be mevar truma betuma. Truma is adrabah. You're only allowed to burn truma once it becomes tameh. When truma is tahar, you have a chiyuv to dafke eat the truma. You have to use the truma in the best possible way, and that's by eating it. But truma tameya, the kohen is allowed to burn it and use it as fuel. He's allowed to benefit from it by burning it. And if someone eats truma, if a kohen eats truma while he himself is tameh, he does not get malchus. So v'lo katani, it doesn't list that in the second half of the Mishnah. Meaning, and therefore alma tana v'shir. Normally, when you have a tana v'shir, it means that we're giving a list, and the list is not exhaustive, and there's more than one thing left off of this list. Over here, that's not what's happening. Meaning, the Mishnah gives two lists. There's list number one and list number two. List number one, we could only think of one thing, one item that's missing, but we're comfortable saying that there's an item missing from list number one because there are several items missing from list number two. Right? That's what's really going on over here. Because the Seifa is contrasting Maaser and Bikurim on the one hand to Truma on the other hand. So it gives a list of halachos that apply to Maaser and Bikurim, but not to Truma. As opposed to, the Reisha was talking about things that apply to Truma and Bikurim, but not to Maaser. So what applies to Truma and Bikurim, and not to Maaser? So we suggested Arel, that you have a din of an Arel that's a psul by Truma and Bikurim, not to Maaser. We can't think of anything else that the Mishnah didn't know already list that applies to Truma and Bikurim and not to Maaser, or but should have been included on the list. But since when the Mishnah goes on to contrast that Maaser and Bikurim to Truma, it leaves a number of items off of the list, so we're comfortable saying Tana V'Shir on the Reisha as well. So it's more of an unusual Tana V'Shir. It just tells you that this Tana's attitude in general is not to give exhaustive lists when it was teaching the Braisa. So now the Gemara brings sources from the Pasuk to the Halachas that the Mishnah just mentioned. So we said when it comes to Bikurim that it's a machlokas whether an onein is allowed to eat Bikurim or not. Tanakama said no. Rabbi Shimon says yes. So minalahu, where did the Chacham get the idea that an onein is not allowed to eat Bikurim? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says lo sucha lechel b'sharecha meiser degancha v'tirosh v'yitzarcha utrumas yadecha va'amr mar. And we learn the Gemara Makas tells us trumas yadecha elu Bikurim, that trumas yadecha is a reference to Bikurim because the pasuk says not to eat truma bisha'arecha, rather to go and bring it to Yerushalayim. So that must be referring to Bikurim, because by Bikurim the pasuk says v'samta b'tenav halachta, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, you have to put it in in a basket and bring it to Yerushalayim. The Mishnayos and Bikurim talk about the whole parade that they would do. It was a whole thing that they would do to bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk is not talking about Truma, because Truma could be eaten wherever. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Iskish Bikurim Lemaiser, and since we have a Hekish between Bikurim and Maiser Sheni, because the beginning of the Pasuk said, Maiser Degancha V'tirosh Chavitzarecha. So you see that the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Maiser Sheni, and the second half of the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim. So therefore, Ma Maiser Asula Onen Af Bikurim Asula Onen. That's the limud, that if Maiser can't be eaten by an Onen, Bikurim can't be eaten by an Onen either, because they're both discussed in the same Pasuk. So there's a hekesh between the two of them. We can apply the din of a Maiser Sheni to Bikurim. V'Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that an Onen is allowed to eat Bikurim. How does he know that? Truma Karin Rachmana, because the Torah refers to Bikurim in the Lashon of Truma, calls it Truma. So from there we see that it must have the same din as Truma. So Ma Truma Muteres La'onein, Af Bikurim Mutu La'onein, just like an Onein is allowed to eat Truma, so an Onein is allowed to eat Bikurim as well. The Mishnah went on and said, another halacha, the Chayavin Bibiur, that Maiser Sheni and Bikurim require Biur, but Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, Bikurim does not require Biur. So the Gemara explains, what is the basis of this? Machlokas. So it's the same basis as the machlokas by an onen, whether an onen is allowed to eat bikurim. Mar makish, umar lo makish. Tanakama says that there's a hekish in the pasuk between bikurim and maaser sheni, and Rabbi Shimon thinks that there's no hekish between bikurim and maaser sheni. That bikurim has a din like truma, not a din like maaser sheni, because after all, even though the bikurim and maaser sheni may appear in the same pasuk, but the Torah calls bikurim truma, so that overrides the fact that they're in the same pasuk. So you see that it has the same din as Truma, not the same din as Maaser Sheni. Then the Gemara told us halacha va'asu levar man betuma, that you're not allowed to get hana'a from lighting a ner using peros of Maaser Sheni or of Bikurim as fuel, even though they're already tamei and you can't eat them anyway. They're not roi la'achila. You're not allowed to use them as fuel. Va'ochlem betumas atzman. And when the peros are tamei, v'ochlem betumas atzman loke. If you eat them, if a Torah person eats them, he gets malchus minolan. Where do we know these halachos from? So d'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the pasuk says that someone who's saying vidua and his Maaser Sheni lo bi'artu mimen. He's saying one of the things he declares is that I didn't burn the Maaser Betumah to use it for a hadlaka or for bishul for anything like that. So bein shani tam, burning things like ba'omer, dafyomi coincidence. Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, bein shani tahar v'hu tamei. Whether I was tamei and it was tahar, whether I was tahar and it was tamei. Meaning when he's saying the vidur, he's saying not only when the Maaser Sheni was tahar, did I not burn the Maaser Sheni just to benefit from the fire by cooking or using it to warm myself, because Maaser is, which would be bad enough, because you're only supposed to eat Maaser or drink Maaser or use it for Sicha, but even when I was unable to eat it anyway, because I was Tamei, still I wasn't Nenda from Ipis Reifa. So it sounds from the Vidui that you're not allowed to do that, that even when there's a Tumah issue, you're still not allowed to benefit from it through Sreifa. So the Braisa continues to bring Rabbi Shimon Shita, Ve'echel Muzar al Achilaso, where do we find that there's a Losa say not to eat Maaser Sheni B'Tumah? Say, any Yodea. No idea. So before the Gemara brings the continues to bring the other halachas in the Braisa, the Gemara stops to ask from Rabbi Shimon who to clarify where do we find Isser Lo Saseh and eating Maaser Sheni B'Tumah. Sounds like the Isser is not mefurish in the Torah. So it says Gemara, Tumas Aguf? What are you talking about? Behed Yiksev Bey. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says by Maaser Sheni, Nefesh Asher Tigabo V'Tumah Ada Erev V'Lo Yochal Min HaKachim Kiyim Rachatz B'Sar B'Mayim. It's mefurish, isn't it? So Losa say for someone who's tamei b'tumas aguf, not to eat Maaser Sheni. So hachi coming by, no, that wasn't really our question. Tumas atzmo, the real question wasn't, how do I know a tamei person can't eat Maaser Sheni? The question was, how do I know a Torah person can't eat Maaser Sheni that is tamei? That's a losa say. So tamalom l'sucha lechel b'sharecha Maaser d'gancha. So that's where the Braisa says, that l'sucha lechel b'sharecha Maaser d'gancha, that you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, b'sharecha, wherever you are outside of Yerushalayim, u'la halon, and by p'sulei ha-mukdashin, after you were opposed to the p'sulei ha-mukdashin, where a czar is allowed to eat them, who Omer, the pasuk says, b'sharecha tochlenu ha-tamei v'ator yachtav katzvi v'cha'ayu. Yisrael. So the time of the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says that pasuk is telling me afilu tamei v'tara olchen al shulchan echad b'kara achas, that psulei mekdashim could be eaten by the same people at the same time, by two people, one tamei, one tar, from the same plate on the same table, ve'en choshin, and you don't have to worry that the tamei person is gonna touch the basar and be metamei the basar, and that you're eating psulei mekdashim that became tamei, because there's no problem if you're eating psulei mekdashim that became tamei. The kamer achmana, and the pasuk says prior to that, when it came to Maisa Sheni, Lo Sucha Lechel B'Sharecha. So what situation are you not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni B'Sharecha? That's only B'Sharecha. Hahu Damar Lachasam B'Sharecha Tochlenu. That's what the Pasuk is saying at the end of the Pasuk, that Psulei HaMukdashin can be eaten B'Sharecha, that you're allowed to eat Psulei HaMukdashin when it's a Tame person and a Torah person. So Hacha Lo Techel, by Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to do that, because the Tame person is Metame the Perus of Maisa Sheni, and it turns out that the Torah person is going to be eating Maisa Sheni that would become Tame. So how do I know that a Torah person is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni that became Tame? Because of the description of what you're allowed to do with Psulei HaMukdashin. So we learn you're not allowed to do that with Maisa Sheni. That it describes that Psulei HaMukdashin, you can have a Tame person and a Torah person eating off of the same plate, where obviously the food is going to become Tame, and that's okay with Psulei HaMukdashin, but that's not okay with Maisa Sheni. Why is it not okay with Maisa Sheni? Because Maisa Sheni cannot be eaten B'tumah. So then the Gemara had said that you're not allowed to be mevar Maaser Sheni or Bikurim Betuma, Mashen can be Truma. There's no issa to be mevar Truma Betuma, meaning you're allowed to get Hana'a from burning Truma Temeya. So Minolan, how do I know that? So Rabbi Vavar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Krah, because the Pasuk says, Lo Biarti Mimenu Betame. By Vidu Maaser Sheni, you say, I was not mevar Betame. So Mimenu Iatamavir, Avalatamavir Shemishal Truma Shenitma. By highlighting the word Mimenu, you're saying, yeah, the Maaser Sheni, I was careful not to burn when it became Tame. But Truma, I didn't have to be careful not to burn when it became Tame, because that's exactly what you're supposed to do with Truma. When it becomes Tame, you're supposed to burn it, and that's exactly what I did. So the Gemara asks, how do I know from the Menu that it's coming to tell me that you're allowed to be Mevair Truma that became Tame? Ve'ema, Mimenu yatamav ravamatamav shum shal kodesh initma. Maybe it's telling me that if kodesh becomes Tame, you're allowed to burn it. But Truma that became Tame is asur bahavara, should have a din of Maaser Sheni. Says the Gemara, how could it be that we're going to be more machmir by Maaser Sheni than we are by Kodesh? Lav kal v'chomer hu, umam Maaser kal lomer Torah lo biyarti menu b'tamei, Kodesh chomer lo kol shkein. It can't be. Meaning if Maaser Sheni is so much more kal than Kodesh, and you're not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni b'tumah, so of course you're not allowed to burn Kodesh that became Tamei. So therefore, meaning you're not allowed to burn it to benefit from it, that you do end up burning Kodesh that became Tamei, but you're not allowed to burn it to fuel your fire, to warm you, or to whatever, to cook with or anything like that. So you can't say that the pasuk is teaching me with the word mimenu that kodesh has more lenient dinim than Maaser Sheni. It's just not possible, because kodesh is so much more chamur, and therefore mimenu must be coming to exclude truma and not coming to exclude kodesh. So I said, well, wait a second. If we're making comparisons of what's more chamur than what, ihachi truma nami kal v'chomeru. You know, Maaser Sheni has a certain level of chumra. Truma higher than that, and Kodesh higher than that, right? So you're going to tell me, oh, it's illogical that you're allowed to burn Kodesh that's Tameh, but you're not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni that's Tameh. It's equally illogical to say you're allowed to burn Truma that's Tameh, and you're not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni that's Tameh. So Yachi, Truma Nami Kal V'Chomer Hu. Truma is also Kal V'Chomer, that it should be Asur to be Mevar Truma B'Tumah, because Truma is more Chomer than Maaser Sheni. So we should not allow Havar B'Tumah based on that same Kal V'Chomer from Maaser Sheni. So says Gemara, no, we can't learn that Kal V'Chomer, because Haksiv Mimenu. Mimenu has to be coming to exclude something. When he says, I didn't burn the Maaser Sheni B'tumah, he's indicating with the word Mimenu that I did burn something else B'tumah, and that's okay. So it has to include something, so it must be that that includes Truma and not Kodesh. Umari Isa, but how do you know that it's coming to, once anyway we're being Matir something that's more Chomer than Maaser Sheni, how do you know that we're being Matir Truma and not Kachim? So Mestavra Kodesh Lomi'idna Shekein Pankechas, that it has the simen of the chumras that you have by kachim are pei nun kuf ayin chav samach, and that is that kodesh has a din of pigul and nosar, and kodesh is called the karban that you bring it in the base of mikdash, and it has a din of meila if you get hanav from it b'shogeg, and if you eat b'tumas haguf you're chayv kares, and va'asul onen, it's also for an onen as opposed to truma, none of those dinim apply. There's no din of pigul, there's no din of nosar, it doesn't require being brought to the base of mikdash, there's no din of meila. Ila, if you eat a Betumas Haguf, you're Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but you're not Chayv Kares, and it's not Asr to an Oneid. So all those dinim are Chumras that you have by Kodesh, you don't by Chuma, and therefore there's going to be a Heter to burn Betumah. The Heter is going to be for Chuma, not for Kodesh. Adrab, Chuma lo me'itna shekein machpaz. No, Chuma has four things that are Chamor about it, and that is Mem Ches Pei Zayin. Misa, that you Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, if you eat a Betumas Haguf. V'chomesh, v'zari it's Chuma, v'shogeg, he has to add an extra 25% when he pays back. Ve'in lapidyon, you can't be podit and transfer its kedusha to something else. Vasur lezarim, and non kohen's not allowed to eat it. So it says, yeah, but hanach nefishin. There are more things that are chamor about kodesh than there are that are chamor about truma, and that's why we include kodesh in the iser and truma in the heter. V'yibayseima kari sadifa, or even if you're not going to make a numbers game and you're not going to just count which one has more and which one has less, but karis is a bigger deal. The chiyuv karis is much more, meaning on the list of things that are chumra about truma is that yichayv misa b'dei shemayim. That's not a chumra about truma, because when you eat kodesh b'tuma, yichayv kares. So that's a much more severe thing. So it's in the one area where they're comparable. Kodesh is more chamor than truma. Then we have said va'ochel b'tumas atzman lo kamashen kein b'truma. If a person is ochel b'tumas atzman, if you eat the food while it is tame, you get malchus. But if you eat truma that is tame, you don't get malchus. Milku d'lalaki ha'yisur ika. That makes it sound like you're right. You don't get malchus, but it is aser. Minalan. How do I know that there's an iser to eat truma tameya? So amar kra b'sharecha tochalenu, because the pasuk says by psulei mukdashin that you the tame and the Torah person can eat it together. So the Rebbe Shmuel teaches us that the pasuk is telling me that even a tamei and a tara person could eat al shulchan echad bekara achas from psulei hamikdashin, and you don't have to worry that the meat is becoming tamei. So and you're eating psulei hamikdashin and it becomes tamei, because that's fine. So lazev lo la'achir, yeah, psulei hamikdashin you're allowed to eat even when it becomes tamei, but perus truma that became tamei you're not allowed to eat. V'lava b'mlechal asei, and therefore because it's a limitation that's derived from a lashon of an asei, it has the status of mitzvah, and that's how I know you don't get malchus for it, because it only has the status of an asei, not the status of a lav. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Ashi. Have a great day, everyone.